Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
UNC's inexperienced quarterbacks offer stark contrast in veteran-laden ACC. This is David Glenn with Thursday's Carolina Sports Notebook. With North Carolina's season opener against Florida A&M just 9 days away, the Tar Heels' ongoing quarterback competition offers a stark contrast to almost every other team in the Atlantic Coast Conference in at least one potentially important way. All but two ACC teams, UNC and lowly Duke, expect to have either their 2021 starter or an incoming transfer who started elsewhere last fall as their first-string QB this season. Given the inexperience of redshirt freshman Drake May and redshirt sophomore Jacoby Criswell, who have only 35 college passing attempts and zero college starts between them after playing behind prolific passer Sam Howell, who's now in the National Football League, the Tar Heels will be really green behind center at exactly the same time when most of the ACC has as much QB experience as at any time in the history of the league. Thanks to a combination of traditional red shirts, the free COVID year of eligibility, and the relatively new rules that allow major college transfers to be available immediately at their new schools, most ACC teams, and most Power 5 teams really, will be starting quarterbacks who are in their fourth, fifth, or sixth year of college this season. At Louisville, for example, sixth-year senior quarterback Malik Cunningham already has a whopping 37 career starts, giving the Cardinals the rare four-year starter at the most important position on the field. Wake Forest's Sam Hartman, 32 career starts, Virginia's Brennan Armstrong, 20, and NC State's Devin Leary, 20, are all fifth-year seniors hoping to build on their considerable previous success, although Hartman will be sidelined for the early part of the season because of an unspecified non-football medical condition. Georgia Tech's Jeff Sims, Clemson's DJ Uiagalelei, and Miami's Tyler Van Dyke are third-year quarterbacks, also with significant starting experience under their belts. Five more ACC teams plan to start experienced QBs who began their college careers elsewhere. Boston College's Phil Djurkovic, Florida State's Jordan Travis, and Syracuse's Garrett Schrader led those same teams a year ago after transferring in from Notre Dame, Louisville, and Mississippi State, respectively. Meanwhile, Pittsburgh and Virginia Tech plan to start brand new QB arrivals from the transfer portal. The Panthers' Keaton Slovis started the last three seasons at Southern Cal, and the Hokies' Grant Wells started the last two seasons at Marshall. While such circumstances certainly don't doom Carolina's upcoming season, they do serve as a reminder that if the Tar Heels are going to do something special this season, they'll have to do so while taking the proverbial road less traveled at the quarterback position. This is David Glenn with Thursday's Carolina Sports Notebook.